Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Awesome.
As Leon Bridges, the song is called Beyond.
I like that.
Oh, I might see him.
Oh, yeah? Where?
On May 3rd. He's performing at the Tipping Point Gala.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, that's the real buzz there.
They're the ones we give all our money to.
Yeah, right.
That we raised.
When we raised all that money for the fires.
Tipping Point Gala.
Yes. So they're doing another fundraiser of some kind, it sounds like.
Yeah. Where will that be?
It looks
someplace
like it's
very
at the
posh.
Bill Graham Civic Auditorium.
Oh. Whoa.
Nice.
Shame. I do love a good gala.
Mm. Oh, do you?
Who doesn't?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't.
Well, let me know if you'd like to join me.
You like a good gala?
Oh, sure. Oh, my God, Vinny. Who doesn't want to like spend all day getting ready to go out and spend their money?
Vinny, you know, now that Scott had just left the studio, I'm dying to ask you a question.
Well, hold on. Let me do the Taylor Swift thing
first.
Oh, actually, go ahead and ask your question because then you'll be busy.
I know, right? What percentage of you was thinking about going to see Scott when he was right next door to you?
0%.
All right.
0%.
Never crossed your mind, huh?
Nope, not at all. In fact, I was reminded that he was coming to town when I saw his post that anyone... Come help me on the side of the road. I thought, who posts to Facebook? What grown man goes on Facebook and posts, please help me. I have a flat.
And then?
Well, and then I just kept scrolling like you do. Because that's, you know, it had already passed the opportunity to run out in the middle of my weekend and help him. Mm. It was too late.
I know. I thought about, would I be able to call my AAA?
To have him go.
To have him go over there. But then I'd have to fib and say that was my car or...
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah. So
but
I didn't want to get...
Everyone should have AAA.
Yeah. I should add that as I saw his post, there were a couple people who were like, oh, Vinny would be, you know, and then there were others that would, Vinny wouldn't. Listen, I really do like Scott.
Yeah. And he was only halfway to your house anyway.
But Scott comes with a lot of drama that I don't want to be involved in. I like him though, and he's a super talent. I'll tell you something. Forget about all the nonsense. The kid can get on stage and do a show.
Yeah.
He's smart and funny and talented and handsome. Yeah. Oh. I just don't want to be in his car. I don't want him in my car. I don't want to meet him at a restaurant. I don't want any part of any of that.
You know, it's so funny you say that. I think the exact same thing because, you know, I want to rotate him into the movie reviews, but the drama that comes with him coming to the reviews is so... Like, it causes so much anxiety.
Like
it takes away the joy of the film.
What does he do?
He's always running late. He never can show up on time to save his life. If his life, he'd be dead. He'd be dead every time.
Why don't you just tell him that the movie is an hour earlier than it is?
Well, because
he's
an adult. Yeah, I don't want to have to manage that guy.
I do that all the time with people.
He doesn't want to be
I don't do that with all.
The last straw was when I said, I'm taking you to a nice dinner. Meet me and the missus at Morton's. I'm buying. Come on out. And then we'll go to your show. And he shows up. Not only was he 45 minutes late, he shows up with some dude. I'm like, who? You don't get to bring a date. What is this?
Or at least let me know. And the other thing is, like, when we did the...
And he was high, I think.
When we did the Isle of Dogs, I was like, hey, listen, it's a special screening. Please get there early. Let's take pictures on the red carpet with all the dogs. New York Times is going to be there. But, of course, doesn't show up. Oh, right.
Times.
Oh, you said that. That's right. Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, my God.
And then, so he's late.
Mm-hmm.
He's high.
Mm-hmm.
He brings a date.
Mm-hmm.
On a meal I'm buying. Mm. And then he goes to the waiter who comes up like, oh, okay, so you're
more people.
People are here. He goes, hello, can you charge my phone for me, please? And hands it to the waiter like it's the guy's gig. Yeah, the guy's like, huh? No? Okay, do you have an outlet? I need an outlet. My phone's dead. And I'm just like, oh my God, dude.
Yeah. Pull it together. Pull it together.
No.
Get it together.
No, thanks.
Yeah, just him here is enough for me, too. Yeah. I can't deal with it outside of this place. Hey. Even here is tough. So.
Well, I love him.
Me too. I have no problem with him.
And you guys should absolutely take him to dinner sometime. So
I've taken him many times.
And
right?
A movie.
Yeah.
Right. You mentioned something, and we didn't get to it today. We should do it tomorrow. You saw something on Silk Road?
Oh, I did.
Should we do that tomorrow?
I have not announced the contest yet, so don't start counting yet.
Oh.
No problem.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Tomorrow. And then we'll do tomorrow. Remind me, Vinny.
Okay.
Right. I just see him in there counting, and I'm going, he's hanging up on people who haven't been told what they're calling for yet. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Taylor Swift is coming to town.
She's mad because I said bad things about Scott.
I'm not mad at all. Oh, well, you can say whatever you want about Scott. I get that I'm in the minority. Taylor Swift, Levi Stadium, May 11th. If you want to go, call right now, 800-400-3697. We will take caller number 97, 800-400-3697. We've got these tickets all day, 9, noon, 3, and 4. So we'll be listening for your chance to call in and win. There you go, Taylor Swift. Okay, so Silk Road, what?
No,
she
saw some thing on it, Silk Road. You remember the thing that was being run out of here on the dark web? So I'm obviously riveted by that.
I caught it somewhere after it already started. I think it was on the ID channel.
I'll go find it and watch it, too.
Okay, so it's Vanity Fair's...
Like an expose?
Exactly. Something Silk Road, Vinny. But, okay. So it was already going when I tuned in, and I was like, wait, what? What? And then I started watching. It was really good.
It's fascinating.
I feel like... there should be another part because I don't feel like they told everything, but it was probably only an hour long.
Well, and the dude's in jail right now, right?
Right. Yeah, he's been in jail for a few years.
His name was like Pirate Captain
Billabong
or something.
His real name was Ulrich, but yeah, he went by a different name.
He had like a funky
Dread.
Dread Pirate Scott.
Something.
I think that's
Dread
it.
Dread was definitely in there.
Dread Pirate Roberts.
Oh, so close. So close.
One brain between us.
I know. And our research department. We've got it.
It's the end of the day.
Yeah.
As it's 9:14 a.m. Yes.
But for us, it's the end of the day.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys texted. I was a teenager when Evergreen came out. It was a great slow dance song. Thank you, Scott Capurro, for the memory flashback to the few opportunities when this shy, self-conscious boy... actually had the confidence to ask a girl to dance and could enjoy the experience.
Oh, how sweet. It was definitely a funny
There's some
moment.
Sadness in that text. So you're saying you can't do that now as a grown-up?
Well, maybe as a grown-up now he's, you know...
hooked up.
Maybe.
Let's look at it that way.
Let's bright-side it, yeah.
408 says Vanilla Ice is a wife beater. Is that true?
I don't know about that. I hope that's not true. I love his DIY show.
Good one, Vinny. What hit songs did Vanilla Ice's wife write? Name a hit song he wrote.
Ice Ice Baby.
and the Queen song doesn't count.
It does count.
That was a huge
hit. He sampled
the It was
Queen
one of the biggest hits.
It was a huge hit.
Didn't Suge Knight hang him off a building to steal
to
the rights of the song from him?
By his ankles.
Right.
Sign this or I'm letting go.
I just had a root beer float last night. Yummy. Sarah, have John get the makings today.
He was arrested for assaulting his wife.
Oh, no good. I hate him now.
Vinny, I am a leave of absence administrator. Not only should you not feel guilty for spending time with your new baby, but you should know your rights according to the city, state, and federal law. So kick that guilt to the curb.
Yeah,
Vinny, just take the time
your
you need.
Baby.
You know, we're a little family here, and no one understands more than us.
Yeah.
Like, please, feel no guilt. Take what you need.
Well... but I also like to be here, too.
Of course you do.
This is what we do. So.
Yeah.
I feel weird when I'm not here.
Yeah. I would feel weird being there.
It's like, ugh.
I know, but, you know.
And then, you know.
She's going to need help. She's got two babies.
Right.
It's going to be weird.
It'll be fine. Take what you need, and if you know, and don't even take it all at once. I mean, whatever.
Well,
you need.
I won't take it all at once. That's not happening. I'm taking 2 weeks right off the bat. What I was trying to say earlier is we're gonna have help right off the. Sandy's coming to hang for a couple months, so we could be good there for the beginning. But once the missus goes back to work and Sandy's gone back home, there may be some need. Mm-hmm. So that the back end of the 6 months is where the trouble's going to be lurking.
Your mom's going to live with you for 6 months?
Yeah. No, a couple months, not six. No, a couple months. Did you just say six?
She said six, but I heard you say two.
Yeah, no, I said a couple months.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just,
she's a retired lady. She's okay.
Sure.
Why you get that look in your face?
I'm no reason. I just thought, oh boy, that's a long time for someone to come live with you.
Well, no, she's going to stay in the apartment.
Oh, great. Oh, that'll be perfect.
Yeah. Huh. No, she's cool. She's going to bring her dog and everything. Hmm. Her own car, her dog.
Wonderful.
Hang.
Stay at your little beach place.
Yeah, the little
fantastic.
Apartment.
That works out perfectly.
408 says, this time of year, we're just cruising. Vinny, you are my spirit animal. Yeah, it's nice not to have holidays and everything piled up around you. Just
it's
days.
It's nice, yep.
You know.
Right. It's the we've backloaded the year. You know, there's
in
just
a,
so much from 4th of July. Well, I guess there's a 4th of July and then really nothing else big until you get back into the school year. But man, those last 2 months of the year are just like, Jesus, could there be more?
Actually, when we got the sort of the birth date of the baby to come and it was August, I was like, oh, she'll get her own month.
Mm-hmm.
August is no month.
There's nothing else happening. It's true.
She won't share it with anything.
My brother's an August baby.
Oh, how's he doing?
Great.
He likes it okay?
Yeah.
All right, good.
So
wait, is this the peeper?
My brother, it's the only brother I have.
Right.
JK. Just
always got to.
Ja, ja, ja.
Fit that in.
Mm-hmm. So not a peeper.
No, I'm sure he didn't look at you ever.
Of course he didn't.
I mean, there's
you.
Only a hole there and a naked chick on the other side
there's
of the
no
wall.
Naked
and
chicks
he's
in
a
that room.
Perverted 13-year-old. Whatever. let's see here. People and Scott. Scott can be annoying, but seeing Evergreen was amazingly awesome.
Oh,
Edmund looks like
watch?
He could be Hooman's brother.
Oh, Edmund. Edmund and Hooman.
Tears in my eyes from Scott's performance on The Looking Glass. Funniest thing I've seen all week. Scott's the best. Oh my God, Scott cannot sing. That was making my ears bleed. Seriously. The show has peaked. Awesome job, Scott. Make it stop. I love Scott. And I even love Hooman, but this Evergreen rendition is way too bleeping long. Ugh, I had to turn the station. I'll come back later. I'll take Scott singing over Hooman singing any day.
Oh,
loved
Hooman.
Loved it, Scott.
Do you want to sing something and redeem yourself?
No, that's fine.
Shout out to Vaughn with the crossfading video work on the Paris performance.
Vonda!
Paris Dear God,
bracelet.
Please make Scott stop singing. A herd of dogs would sound better. Amazing, Scott, says 925.
Oh, mixed reviews.
Please make Scott stop. I don't know why, but Scott singing Evergreen is endearing. I love it. Please make it stop. Oh my God, Scott. Stop. Oh boy. It's just one after another, and they're all completely opposite ends of the spectrum. Stop, stop, stop. Oh God, stop. Good Lord, stop the pitchy, awful singing. And I like Barbara, but damn. Woohoo, Scott's singing. That's so funny.
Oh, boy. Well, love it or hate it. It's.
Okay, so there's that. There's the Scott
reviews.
He just wrote me.
Did I really sing that entire song? It's so early. It feels like I'm high. Oh, God. Barbara Karaoke. My mother would be very proud. Cheers, Sarah. Love you. Edson really enjoys reading the texts after. He must be sitting. Edmund. He must be sitting listening to the text being read.
Well, it is fun to hear what people have to say.
Sure.
And it's even funnier when you see such opposite ends one after another after
you
another.
You like getting
you
a reaction out of you.
In the holy hell.
For better or for worse.
I had a drinking issue because my mom had cancer and then died, but I was able to get it under control, and now I can have 1 to 2 beers and don't feel any need to have more than that.
No, well.
That's great. I do think that, you know, people go through rough patches in life. Right. And so.
They lean heavily on that, but then sometimes it doesn't mean you can never touch it again.
And sometimes it can be, look, I'm not making excuses. I'm an alcoholic. I can't drink. But there are also sometimes people you hang with where you, that's what you have in common, and you do that together. And then when they split, you're like, I don't need to do that right now. Seems like that's what me and that person do, but not
right
me in general.
It is true. Sometimes if you decide, or if you're forced to quit something that's a vice, alcohol, or you know whatever you might be addicted to, you have to part ways with the people that are the associates in that.
Oh, for sure.
And absolutely. That can be one of the hardest parts of it. Sometimes you have to ditch family members because you can't sit and watch someone else get wasted when that was your gig before. It's the hardest one of the, I would think it's one of the hardest parts.
What, ditching certain
just,
people?
Just having to be like, I'm not going to be able to see that person anymore. I can't be around people who are partying.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for making my commute so wonderful this morning. I was rocking out with my 1.5-year-old son in the car on the way to daycare to all the boy band songs. Happy oh, Tuesday.
I liked the boy band segment. That was pretty funny.
Perhaps Gavin was never an alcoholic. Maybe it was just the good old rehab excuse. I do think...
Possibly.
I really do think because politicians are forced to keep up some higher standard that they may have to design excuses to get out of things in order to stay in public life.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly see that people stay married when they're clearly not married. Or whatever.
Right.
Whatever thing is going on. That
keep up appearances.
We have deals in order to all achieve what we want here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking Melania and Donald.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Hillary and Bill
yeah,
and
sure.
more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's right. It's not just, you can't just point at one, a Republican or a Democrat. Right. It seems like that public life leads people to have to say, like, think of a gay politician who
yeah.
in the past probably had to marry just because you can't get elected unless you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Or even the, a lot of celebrity marriages that we know of.
Yep. That were put together.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my beard.
Beards.
Look, we started the
and
show
we're
with
full
beard.
Circle. Right. And we're ending it with a beard.
510, I'm a drug and alcohol counselor. There is no okay after a period of time. It doesn't go away. As a matter of fact, the disease grows. So this person's going to say everything that I could tell you, but I won't. It is true. Alcoholism doesn't go away and there is no cure.
Right.
My point was maybe he's not. Maybe he's not.
Right.
Maybe he just had a rough patch.
I know. It's funny. As I looked at that story this morning, I really was interested to hear what your thoughts were on it. You have a good, solid, moderate thought process on it.
Well, I think partying's fun. I had a ton of fun for a long time
mm-hmm.
before it wasn't fun anymore. So I would hate to see people have to quit when it's when they can do it.
Right.
It's fun.
Right.
You know, hanging out with your friends and getting all ripped. It's fun. Don't you like it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I do. I'd hate to have to give it up.
Parents should be included when it comes to things like gun possession, perhaps an entire family. I know a dad that kept giving his daughter new cars after she would wreck them. She was dangerous behind the wheel to the point that's how she died.
Mm.
This dad giving his kid these guns reminds me of that.
Yeah,
by the way,
I'm with that person. I think if you're going to confiscate somebody's guns, you don't give them to someone in their family. They get locked up somewhere until this person can prove that they're able to have them.
Let me end on a positive note.
Okay.
Oh, I so love Bryn, says 646.
Oh,
707
yeah.
says, yes, Bryn.
What did Bryn do?
He's 510.
Singing. What?
Oh, the singing.
Hey, did you see who's behind us over here?
Oh.
Derek.
Hi, Derek.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday, son.
Happy birthday, son.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Derek. Your look has changed a lot. Derek is Bryn's.
Oh, look how tall he is.
Older son. Oh, stand up. Let me see how tall you are. Stand up.
Oh.
That's so
my goodness.
Funny. Derek, are you still president of your class?
Of student body now.
Right,
oh, president of the student body.
Yeah.
And are you so proud of your dad having a new baby? And
oh, yeah.
You're a little bit jealous of all the attention he's giving her. No,
he said he shakes his head no.
Yeah,
radio.
You can't shake your head. No.
So congratulations! Didn't you just win some national title?
A state title.
You going to Texas, right?
Hopefully. I mean, I'll be in Pomona probably for college.
Are you nervous?
Wait, where are you going?
Were you going to go to Pomona?
He just said Pomona. Hey, tell them what the title is. Get right in there, son.
It's just state champion.
State champion cooks.
Grand
along.
Champion for the first degree black belt.
Yeah.
Hold on. What school in Pomona? Is that UCLA?
No.
Where's UCLA?
Where are you going to go to school?
Brentwood or something.
It's in Pomona.
It's Cal Poly, right?
Cal Poly.
Oh, you're going to Cal Poly?
Nice.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
That's huge. Congrats.
You're so humble.
What are you going to study?
I'm going in as an English major, but I plan on transferring. So.
All right.
Well, congratulations. Man, you look so grown up now. I guess I haven't seen you in a couple of years. You just don't look like a kid anymore. Oh, you're a young man now.
Back to the compliments for Bryn.
Yeah.
510 said, rock that ass, Bryn.
Yeah.
Takes me back to the school dance days.
See, people do like those songs.
Love that Bryn knows NSYNC. LOL.
Not right now.
I am wailing these songs along with Bryn right now. I tuned in right on time today. Bryn singing NSYNC is kicking my day off right. More, please. Vinny, hush!
Yeah, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
I love the boy band story so much. Totally rocking out of my car.
Oh, I love the boy band story. That was fun.
Oh, my God. So in Bryn's boat. So music from my adolescence.
That's so great.
I knew all the words.
See, these are my people right there.
I know Vinny is cringing, but I'm totally singing along right now. It's cool. I like that other people like what they like.
Sure.
And I like what I like.
We can all agree.
The beauty of the world.
We like music.
Right. It's a nice thing.
It doesn't matter what kind. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A fun show today. Thanks to Scott and Edson for stopping by this morning.
They were fantastic.
Yep, they were. The key word today was beard. That was a super fun thing to talk about at the beginning of the show.
Beard?
Go back and listen to the...
Remember our board op, Anthony won the big contest with the beard?
Yeah.
And then now we just talked about the beard.
Oh,
a different kind of beard.
Different kind of beard, yeah. It was just funny. It was like a full circle kind of thing. Funny to see your son, Derek. Oh my God. He's grown up.
So crazy.
He's a senior this year.
Yes.
And he's going to Cal Poly. Cal Poly is such a great school.
It is a great school.
That is so exciting.
San Luis Obispo, right?
No, this one, there's two different ones.
No, Pomona. Mm-hmm. That's what he was just saying.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's funny you were asking him.
Oh, I didn't even know they had two campuses. That's funny.
Next to UCLA. Next to LA. I'm like, what are you talking about? Just tell him where you're going. I don't know. It was interesting to see him. I think this is the first time on the air, so hearing his own voice in the headphones was tripping him out.
He was very quiet.
I was watching him trip out as he's shaking his head no on the radio. Like, nobody can hear you, dude.
I know. So funny.
Bryn goes, he's shaking his head
young.
No.
He's I just know. Checking it out. He did okay.
Isn't it so funny how self-conscious you feel for the people that, when I have family or friends come by, I'm always just like, oh, please do well.
Did that well. Don't make me look bad.
Speak up, son.
And then right after he got off the air, he started texting somebody.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's probably like, did you hear me? Did you hear me?
Was that good?
All right, well, listen, everybody, have a great day. Get her done today. That's the rule on Tuesdays. And we'll see you tomorrow on
Hump Day.
Yep.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.